So part number two, just like Eve apart from Adam got in trouble, man apart from God gets in trouble. It's a type and shadow. It's a lesson. It's an object lesson for the man. And it should be an object lesson for the woman as well. Because when the child gets away from the mama, the parents, it gets in trouble. So it's a fractal object lesson at every level. When man is away from God, he gets in trouble. When Eve is away from Adam, she gets in trouble. When the children are away from their parents, they get in trouble. It's a fractal, repeat, holographic story, cycling over and over and over and over and over and over until it sinks in, until you get it, till you get birth to your new, to the new mind, the mind of Christ. And so the sanctification process is studying the Word, but it's also lifelong experience. The cycles of life birth you to your new state. Time and space don't really exist. If you look right in front of you, you see dirt, you see grass, you see trees, you see sky, you see moon, you see the sun, you see bushes, you see leaves and sand and concrete and pavement. So I'm over here somewhere else. You look out in front of you, you might see a fence, you see some rocks and some bricks and a building and a car or a bus or a truck or whatever. You see the same stuff that I see, but we're not in the same place, but it's the same stuff. You see a light, a street light, power line, shingles. Why is it that you can see the same stuff that I see? So no matter where you are, it's the same. The same kind of people, the same kind of struggles, the same kind of issues. The reason you can connect with people is that go through what you went through, because there's really no space in between you. There's no time. The reason you can have compassion on people who lived in the 1800s and didn't have power and water is because there's time when you didn't have power and water. When the power goes out. So the sanctification process is by His Spirit and His Word. And you can discern and derive that the sanctification process is also by your daily experience. So that means that if the sanctification process is by His Spirit and His Word, then everything in front of you is a derivative from the Spirit and from the Word. And Jesus said, the words I speak, they're spirit and life. Jesus said, the Bible says, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So your mind is spirit. These objects are spirit. They manifest in the material, but they're object lessons. So an object is an object lesson. And the object lessons, the objects, hit you in your five senses to bring you back to your senses. And what is that? To move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, where you worship God and quit worshiping yourself. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Him, the Bible says. And so, your 3D repeat experience is just a derivative or an offshoot or off-river from the spirit realm. It follows information technology. Everything in front of you is hitting you and turning you and cutting you and hitting you, your eye gate, your ear gate, touch, smell, taste. Everything that you see is from source. We're not calling the tree God or the dirt God, but it's a type. It has a meaning, like a tree. The type and shadow of a tree is tree, true, faithful, faith. The type and shadow of the black and white is the cross. That's the checkered board that we're playing on. What happened at the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world, is the black, white, and red, and we're actually playing on that checkered board, that black and white checkered board. And so the red is the blood. The dark sky is because you're in a downcasted system. Jesus split space-time, came down into this system. The reason it's called a system is because Eve believed the lies of the devil, and she, the sister, fell. The system is a fallen system. Yeah, but God created the heavens, the earth, and the night and the day and the firmament. Yeah, the reason he did it is because he knew man would fall, and he knew that man can only understand outside what's inside. This is why God had to come down here and be a great high priest in your stead, because think about it. If he didn't take on your pain and struggle and he didn't understand what you're going through, how can he have a compassion as a great high priest after the order of Melchizedek? A priest has compassion on the people, or supposed to. How can Jesus have compassion, the God-man, if he doesn't come down here and experience your little test down here? Your life is a vapor. Every day is a test. It's a choice. Faith or fear? Truth or lies? And you're being bombarded every day. This is why people who rise up in jobs, they actually are compromised. Because they're so in debt to the system that when a Babylonian agent tries to get them to lie or manipulate or whatever, that agent knows that if they're under pressure to do something they know they don't want to do or shouldn't do. And that's the way it is with Hollywood, politics, medical, news media, everything around you. Everybody around you is usually compromised. Because they can't speak the truth because they're compromised. When you live way below your means or your capability, you know if you get fired for speaking the truth, you can go get a job somewhere else. This is why a lot of people love the gig economy, because they can just be themselves. They don't have to play the game and put on a fake smile and fake whatever. Most people are compromised. This is why a lot of people don't want a job. It's not, a lot of times it's not because they're lazy. They just don't want to be out there dealing with people that are compromised, and they try to get them to fall into that 666 cube Babylonian self-worship system. But sometimes people don't want a job because they don't want to sacrifice. There's always a job, a career that anybody can. God has a career for you, or a job that you fits your personality. So what am I saying? Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. That's Bible. That's 100% Bible. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. We know that's Bible. She was taken out of the side of Adam. God put Adam to sleep, took Eve from the side, took some DNA and some, made a reciprocal, a reflection, a receiver. The woman's designed to receive. The man is designed to initiate. So what does that represent? Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive. Whether you're a man or a woman, you give, receive, give, receive. That's what communication is. That's what a job is. You give your time, you get money. You learning a topic, a subject, educating yourself. You give your time, you get education. It's a give and receive system. Reciprocal. What is my purpose of this? To rightly divide the hologram, you need to go back to root, the root stuff. And if you can't get to root, start just dividing it. Start looking at the shapes, symbols, colors, phonics, and say, why are all the tires on a car rubber? Why are all the stop signs red? Why does every nation have a flag? Why does the referee wear black and white? Why do we have capital letters and small letters? Why is it only A to Z? Why can't I add to the alphabet? Every time you try to add the alphabet, you get knocked down. Who controls the alphabet? Start asking questions. Why does the baby say ma? Ma, ma, water, blood, because the baby comes out through the water and blood. And what the baby speaks is what it came from. You can only understand what you are. And so God gave you a reflection to turn you. And you see that the 3D reality is rough. The flesh, the energy of the flesh is weak. The storms of life. And so when you cry out to God, he saves you, then he gives you the spirit. And then you can see spiritual stuff because you're spiritual. The only reason an unsaved person can see spiritual stuff is because they got a demon. They see stuff through a demon. But it's all lies. It's a lying demon. They might even control demons, or the demon's probably letting them think they control, but the demon's actually lying to them. There's a lot of people out there that say they can control demons and send them to your house, and it can happen. They do it. They can do it. But the demon's letting them think they control the demon, because the demon wants them to believe that they're gods. Self-worship. And so they take them down a spiral path, a rabbit hole that never ends. But I know where it goes. It goes to hell and the lake of fire, and it goes to pride, and it goes to self-worship. The rabbit hole from the demonic side, the demonic spirit realm, because these are angels, these are fallen angels. The demonic realm takes you down a spiral of darkness, not light. That's why they laugh and mock the Christians who got saved, but they're not spirit-filled yet. And so they mock the Christians who are carnal, because they can yank them around like a rag doll, you know. It's sad, you know. It is what it is. The rightly divide the hologram is rightly dividing the holy writ. Hollow is holy. Gram is grammar, which is written. It is written. Rightly dividing the hologram.